Everyone in this room counts. There is not one person here who is more important than another. I was awoken from my daydream as I heard the congressman speak these words. I tapped my pencil lightly against my notebook as I tried to digest what had been said. I was at a leadership conference with hundreds of other students, and there were hundreds of other things that I could have been paying attention to. But those words stuck with me. I was compelled to think about how lucky Americans are. Those words are the voice of democracy. They are the voice of a powerful system of governance that built America. They are what led our founding fathers to establish a more perfect union. They make up the United States' most important export, a government that is of the people, for the people. Nevertheless, constructing the fortress of democracy that America represents has taken much time and consideration of certain factors. The strength of the United States government relies on its commitment to individual freedoms, its free and fair elections, and its checks and balances. Protecting individual freedoms in the United States is a fundamental feature of its democracy, a feature so important that it is outlined in our First Amendment to the Constitution. A famous author, Evelyn Beatrice Hall, once said, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." Our job as Americans is to express our concerns and our ideas so that we can have a diverse society with multiple perspectives. The United States is a superpower not because it controls its people, but because it has allowed for different opinions to be shared and to exist within its country. Thomas Paine supports this idea by saying, "He that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from oppression, for if he violates his duty, he establishes a precedent that will reach to himself." By safeguarding the people's individual freedoms, the United States upholds its principles of democracy. The First Amendment will always be in place to protect citizens' rights. It is the very reason why we became independent. Americans have always been in search of a free country that is of the people, for the people. As a country that is of the people, for the people, the United States takes on more responsibility than just protecting its citizens' basic rights. The right to expression and individual freedoms also allows for free and fair elections to take place. Having free and fair elections is important in order to have ideas represented within the government. Organizing free and fair elections is more important than the result itself. This was stated by Fatos Nano, the Prime Minister of Albania in the 1990s. Progress only comes from electing new officials into office, and the United States performs this frequently, hosting open elections for the presidency every 4 years. Anthony Albanese, another prime minister, also supports this idea by saying, "Short-term thinking is the greatest enemy of a good government." The downfall of countries such as North Korea has been because there is only one candidate that can be voted for in elections. Citizens of the United States should be thankful for the opportunity to have their ideas expressed in their government. Even though we have the advantage of a fair election system that empowers our citizens to choose our leaders, we must not forget that all men having power should be mistrusted. The electoral process is aligned with the final great attribute of our democracy, checks and balances. Freedom is one of the defining aspects of America. We have free will in our lives, and our government will not tread on our rights. James Madison once said, "Liberty may be endangered by the abuse of liberty, but also by the abuse of power." Our founding fathers ensured the American people that their rights would not be violated like they were under the King of England. The formation of the United States was based on a desire for freedom, a desire that is fulfilled by our attributes of democracy. Our Declaration of Independence states that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Americans are blessed with the possibility of having their own paths that are not controlled. And this is why we have become a world superpower. Reflecting back on that bustling leadership conference, I still cannot help but to reflect on the United States' great democracy. Those words that were spoken by the congressman were not just rhetoric. They were the symbol of the strength of the United States government. Democracy is truly only important in which every man takes himself apart. The voice of democracy lies within the people. It lies within us. It is up to us to hold ourselves accountable for safeguarding our individual freedom, our right to a fair electoral process, and the delicate checks and balances system. It is our responsibility to safeguard the American dream. We shall be the voice of democracy and never allow someone to become more important than another.